So over the years, people have asked us about our movie collection and our shelves and how we organize things. And so we thought we'd make a little video about that. And the first thing, because I know people have commented about this, but if you look at our shelves right now, people say, oh, they look so empty. Are they throwing stuff away? Are they moving? Are they closing down? None of that's true. But what we're doing now that makes them look a little more barren is that they used to be, the tapes were front-facing. And now, to make room for more tapes, because it's never-ending, we turned them to spines. So it was nice having them front-facing. It had that sort of video store kind of aesthetic to it, but they also fell over very easily.
I thought the wall was a lot closer to me than it was.
So now they're spine facing, and that has made tons of room for more garbage. The shelves themselves were built by me. Rich usually does the building and carpentry stuff, but for whatever reason, I built these. And the shelves are very basic. They're just 1x4s that we painted black. I think the very first shelf was built by Mike, maybe?
Is this the very first shelf?
Yeah.
Wow.
If you look at the first couple Best of the Worst episodes, there's just this one shelf.
Yeah.
And then we built this one after that.
Magically, a second shelf showed up, and then that filled up very quickly, and it's just kind of been from there. We built another shelf, then another shelf, then another shelf.
We had to keep expanding. You wouldn't believe how many tapes we get sent in the mail. Every week, I get like probably two bins like this.
We haven't even had a fucking P.O. box listed in over a year.
Up until recently, our organization was basically just separating by genre. So we have a whole wall of sci-fi and fantasy. We have one wall for horror.
Usually the first part of science fiction, I've got like our fantasy stuff. And it's all, you know, like movies with these beautiful, I don't know, like Frank Frazetta inspired kind of barbarian fantasy covers.
So one thing that I've noticed, the longer we've been doing this, the more stuff, no matter how obscure or unknown it is to us, they just keep coming out on Blu-ray. Half of this stuff, when we first started getting them, were completely out of print and impossible to find. And like 50% of them are released by Vinegar Syndrome now. Grave Secrets on Blu-ray. And not only is this one I've never even heard of, I never even noticed it on our shelf before, but then they announced it. And I looked over and I said, oh, we have Grave Secrets.
Hobgoblins, which I don't think we're ever going to do. Because
Mystery Science Theater.
Behind me is the wall for action, which is what we've discovered in reorganizing things. That's what we get the most of. We have more action than I think we do of anything else.
Jungle Raiders is one that stands out just because we've had it forever. Here we have Breakaway with Tonya Harding.
I guess they tried to make her an action star.
That, you know what? I gotta hand it to that woman. She has spun a felony into a career. Not many people can get away with that shit.
So sci-fi, horror, action, and then we have another wall for kind of miscellaneous, which is mostly children's films.
Your dramas, your children's movies, your comedies.
Baby geniuses.
Anything that doesn't fit in another category. There's some animated crap on here.
One area that we don't separate genres is our DVDs. I don't know why.
I think it's actually less organized than it used to be. I think these are sorted by genre. These were part of the main walls out there.
Did we have DVDs with the VHSs at one point?
The bottom shelf. Well, we started running out of room, so we built more shelves in here. All the DVDs just got moved over, and the division of genres just got lost. Over here on this shelf, a smaller shelf, we've got the multi-movie packs. This is where, you know, the shit you used to see at Walmart like 5-10 years ago. 50 science fiction movies for $10! And they're all garbage. We didn't find Suburban Sasquatch that way. And Len Kapuscinski.
So something we haven't done until very recently is actually cataloging all the movies.
We have all of these tapes, and we've recently found a way to organize them so, you know, we know what we have, because there's just so much shit you could never keep track of it all. So this
Well, we didn't find a way. We just finally took the time to do it. We
finally took the time to do it.
We have everything separated by genre, but it's still a lot of stuff to sift through. If we get a new tape and we're like, oh, do we already have this? I don't know. So we just shove it up on the shelf.
We have this program, CLZ Movies, and you just take your phone that's got the app installed, line it up. The camera recognizes that there's a barcode on it. And here it is. Magical Legend of Leprechauns. This movie is now screened into our database. This is our current project. Add to collection. Done! I can click here. I could search for...
Well, you gotta sync it first.
I gotta sync it first?
Yeah.
How do I... I have to sync it? The fuck? Update. Windows.
Oh,
Windows update. Oh my god, what's
I love
this?
Windows.
Keep the little ones safe. Check out our blog. What's going on? Okay, this shelf is our nightmare, and it's always a mess because for the wheel, I actually tried to screen tapes out just to get rid of stuff that's complete garbage. Invariably, when Mike and Jay are looking for wheel selections for an episode, they'll just take shit and they'll move it fucking anywhere. And I never know what's been pre-screened and what's not been pre-screened. And then for a while we had Black Spy. It's just garbage. Here's some notes if you want to send us a wheel tape. Don't send well-produced exercise tapes. If you see the Jane Fonda workout or Richard Simmons sweating to the oldies, we're never gonna watch those. If you send us an exercise tape, there's actually a 90% chance I'm gonna toss it sight unseen. I'm not even gonna watch that fucker. SOS we did because it was bizarre. Send us something where the production is bizarre. Here's another secret. If you send me a tape and it's not good enough for Wheel of the Worst, usually it's like a tape where it's this one funny aspect of the tape, but it's like, we're not gonna put it on the wheel if your tape is just one joke is all we can make out of it. Like, this one thing's funny. I'll just peel off the fucking label on the spine. That shit goes on the Black Spine shelf. I think we've actually gone through all of the good Black Spines. They're all gone. We just filmed the 100th episode of Best of the Worst, and I think the good Black Spines are actually on the shelf downstairs where we film. But when we filled those shelves, it was only half full with the good Black Spines. So we mixed in bad Black Spines, and now I no longer know which shelves have the good Black Spines and which shelves have the bad Black Spine tapes. So I'm going to have to rescreen all of that shit.
So that's our collection. We're constantly overwhelmed with how much we have. The day may come when all these shelves are completely filled and we've run out of room. And when that day comes, I think we'll just set the building on fire.
And then over here, we've just got some blank shelves. You know, just future-proofing. Someday we could expand into this, but, you know, right now there's just nothing on this shelf.